For K-State Research and Extension, I'm Jacob Weber with your Extension Minute. Although organic matter represents the smallest portion of the soil, it has a very pronounced effect on the soil's physical and chemical properties. Organic matter increases the soil's water-holding and nutrient-holding capacities. Biochemical elements in the organic matter help release important plant nutrients that are bound to the mineral portion of the soil. When soils have a significantly high clay content, they are heavy and difficult to cultivate. Increasing the organic matter content of clay soil helps to loosen the soil by binding the very small clay particles into larger, sand-sized clumps. The improved organic matter content increases the clay soil's aeration and drainage, as well as making it easier to till. Sandy soil is on the opposite end of the spectrum when compared to clay soil. Because of the large particle size, sandy soil is not able to hold on to water, nor does it supply the plant with many nutrients. Increasing the sandy soil's organic matter content improves both the soil's water-holding capacity and plant nutrient availability. That's all for this report. I'm Jacob Weber, horticulturist for the Wildcat Extension District.